All right, 53 days, and these all-important midterm elections are on the way. Glad you're with us. Toll-free, happy Friday, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. This is the greatest political jujitsu move ever. Started with Governor Abbott sending busloads of illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C., and then Muriel Bowser just lost it. Declared a state of emergency, demanded $50 million from the federal government, called up the National Guard. I mean, they can't handle it. And then Abbott starts sending them to New York City. Again, both places, sanctuary cities, sanctuary areas. And in the case of Ron DeSantis, he just takes it to a whole other level. He charters two airplanes, sends 50 illegal immigrants that Joe Biden had sent to his state, and he sent them up to Martha's Vineyard, and everybody is losing their Adam Schiff. They just can't handle this. And listening to people, I'm like, I've said this for years. Liberals are only generous with other people's money. They're not generous with their own money. You know, they really love sanctuary status as long as it's not in their home. Just so happens the Obamas, I didn't know they had 30 full acres and an estate on Martha's Vineyard. You could take 15 of those acres and protect the Obama family. I'm sure they'd be glad to donate 15 acres so that they can build an encampment for the home for now the migrants that are being shipped to Martha's Vineyard, a sanctuary island, because that's what it says they are. The reaction is just simply priceless. I mean, probably the best reaction is from Hillary Clinton and Gavin Newsom. Hillary Clinton accusing DeSantis of human trafficking. Now, remember, this year alone, Texas has already had to deal with 1.1 million illegal immigrants. Now, why do we have this problem? We have this problem because Joe Biden refuses to enforce the laws of the land. He inherited a secure border. He abandoned the Stay in Mexico policy. He stopped building the border wall. Trump had built over 500 miles of it. He didn't finish it, had no intention of ever finishing it. He brought back the Obama-Biden policy of catch and release, and he put it on steroids and human growth hormone. And he decided to make it process and release. And then he took it even a step further, and he offered preferential treatment to illegal immigrants. No COVID test required. Remember, he built the cages for kids in the middle of a pandemic and overcrowded them right in the middle of the worst of COVID. And you said they wouldn't let any cameras in there. And the only reason we got cameras is because some senators like Ted Cruz went in there, insisted on going in there as oversight and took videos. And if it wasn't for them sharing those videos, the public would never have seen Joe's cages for kids. But we know all of this because Joe did all of this. And then Joe has been secretly, privately, in the dark of night. Jen Psaki tried to lie to Peter Doocy and say, no, they're actually early morning flights. But they would be moving these illegal immigrants all over the country on flights that would land at 2, 3, 4 a.m. in the morning. Early morning flight. No, that would be in the dark of night. And they didn't go to prominent airports. Like, for example, we first got tipped off about this was happening on a mass scale in New York by former Westchester County supervisor, a guy by the name of Rob Astorino, a good guy, and he told us all about it. And then I hear it's happening in Long Island. There's a airport out pretty far east called MacArthur Airport, and same thing is happening there where people are not going to see it. It's not happening at Kennedy, LaGuardia, or Newark, and they're just dropping them. And so Hillary Clinton is accusing DeSantis now of human trafficking for sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard. Now, Joe has been doing this the whole time. So if you're going to go after the person really guilty of aiding and abetting the law breaking, as I have been saying repeatedly, the person really responsible for human trafficking, because if any of you were doing what Joe Biden is doing, you would be arrested and charged and probably be found guilty of human trafficking, because he's taken all of these illegal immigrants. He's not enforcing the law. He's processing them all, giving them a free Biden phone and then transportation in the dark of night to every obscure airport that they can find all over the country. And they're just dumping these people off. And they're forcing the states to then provide housing and food and shelter and health care and an education for Joe's illegal immigrants. That would be human trafficking by its very definition at the highest level. It's like a human trafficking syndicate. Hillary Clinton only accuses DeSantis of this. Where do you hear DeSantis' response to Gavin Newsom? But here's Hillary and what she says about DeSantis.
Well, I think, Joe, you have laid out the craziness of the time in which we're living, where some politicians would rather not only have an issue, but exacerbate it to the extent of literally human trafficking, as you said. And so many other Americans, I happen to believe still the majority of Americans, are good-hearted and generous. And when people end up on their doorstep in need, they're going to respond. They're going to feed them and house them. And the kids in the AP Spanish class are going to be let out of high school so they could go and translate. You know, that's the kind of American spirit that we try to celebrate at the Clinton Global Initiative. Let's roll up our sleeves and get things done.
Feed and okay, so I guess the next plane load should drop down in Chappaqua, New York. Hillary Clinton will feed and house the illegal immigrants because that's what she says that her Clinton initiative is all about. And she was on Morning, you know, Liberal Joe saying all that. Now, Gavin Newsom, the funny thing is Gavin Newsom is just dying to run for president. Gavin Newsom, I predict today, will be the 2024 Democratic presidential candidate. This guy, remember Joe was out of town. He goes in there with his jacket slung over his shoulder, thinking he's hot Adam Schiff, and basically walks around the place like he owns the place. He's one of the dumbest guys ever. And every time he tries to take on Ron DeSantis, he gets his ass kicked. And it's not even hard. It's like a layup for Ron DeSantis. Anyway, so Newsom demanded that the Biden DOJ indict both Ron DeSantis and Governor Greg Abbott for, quote, kidnapping after DeSantis sent the plane loads of illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. Now, as a matter of just simple fact-checking and a reality check in this particular case, if you look at the record that the U.S. has sent over 70 flights of illegal immigrants from the Mexican border to Jacksonville, Florida alone this summer. But the Biden administration has not disclosed any information about these clandestine transports. Now, Ron DeSantis has been following it. The flights, which landed in overnight hours in the dark of night, come as officials struggle to deal with overcrowding of border facilities. Again, poor Governor Abbott this year alone has had to deal with 1.1 million illegal Joe Biden immigrants. Over 70 air charter flights on jetliners coming from the southwest border have landed at Jacksonville International Airport, according to Larry Keefe, the Republican governor's public safety czar. On average, there's 36 passengers on each of these flights, and that has been going on through the course of the summer all the way through September. Now, Lori Lightweight, the mayor of Chicago, she got a couple of busloads of illegal immigrants, and she immediately, according to Hillary, got involved in her own human trafficking and put those illegal immigrants on a bus and got them the hell out of her city. In New York City, Fox 5 reports they've been helping migrants who were bused from Texas to New York City, a sanctuary city, relocate to other states. Nobody wants this problem. So in other words, what's the usual predictable name-calling of liberal Democrats and socialist Democrats? Oh, you're racist, you're xenophobic, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it appears that Lori Lightweight is. It appears that New York City is. And it appears that the people of Martha's Vineyard is. So anyway, Newsom is demanding the DOJ investigate Abbott and DeSantis for kidnapping. And anyway, in a letter to the attorney general, he asked whether actions by the governors sending illegal immigrants from their respective states to destinations like New York and Washington, D.C. and Chicago and Martha's Vineyard were illegal. Well, is it illegal for Joe Biden to send them all over the country? Because that's the most logical question. Anyway, Ron DeSantis, he responds to Gavin Newsom, and this is what he said.
The governor of California sent a letter to the Department of Justice saying you need to prosecute Texas and Florida governors. And all I can say is I think his hair gel is interfering with his brain function.
I mean, you can just see Newsom is so ambitious. I mean, this is what he wants to do. Now, the people of Martha's Vineyard, listen to this one resident. They have to move somewhere else. We can't take 50 people. Well, imagine what Greg Abbott is dealing with and what other governors are dealing with. And now Martha's Vineyard, the sanctuary island it is, can't take 50 people. Listen.
The difficult challenges are we have at some point in time they have to move from here to somewhere else, right? We don't have the services to take care of 50 immigrants, and we certainly don't have housing. We're in a housing crisis as we are on this island, and so we can't house everyone here that lives here and works here. We don't have housing for 50 more people.
We don't have housing for 50 more people. They're going to have to move somewhere else. And it gets even more interesting because remember, wasn't that long ago that last week, as a matter of fact, that Kamala Harris said the border's secure. And she repeated that lie, just like she's been lying with Joe and saying our inflation is zero. Another lie. But they're saying she said last week with Chucky Todd that the border's secure. And then she also said she wants amnesty. But listen.
Would you call the border secure?
I think that there is no question that we have to do what the president and I asked Congress to do. Is the first request we made, pass a bill to create a pathway to citizenship. The border is secure, but we also have a broken immigration system, in particular over the last 4 years before we came in, and it needs to be fixed.
We're going to have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever. You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border, in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
How do you let her get away with that lie? And then Karine Jean-Pierre repeats the lie. Listen to this.
Does the White House stand by those comments that the border is secure?
What we stand by is that we are doing everything that we can to make sure that that we follow the process that's been put forth. That's why we have historic funding to do just that, to make sure that the folks that we encounter at the border be removed.
Is the border secure?
I'm just going to refer back to the vice president. We agree with her. She is saying that there's a lot of work to do, right? She also said that in that very statement. We agree that the border is secure, but there is still more work to be done.
We agree it's secure. She can't even lie and get away with it. It's hilarious. All right, 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Great show coming up. We'll look at the danger of the economy with new numbers today. Look, back in the good old days, you know, Americans used to argue about what policies it's best to pursue to improve the country we love. Sadly, too often today, we're now finding ourselves arguing about whether our country is great or not, whether we should love America, be ashamed of America. I mean, that is a shame in and of itself. Now, the reason for this is pretty simple. For too many years, too many of our kids in schools have been neglecting to teach Americans about America's great heritage of liberty and presenting them instead with a dishonest, one-sided narrative of America as fundamentally unjust, racist, etc. And Hillsdale College is weighing in for America. They're offering a free online course. It's called The Great American Story, A Land of Hope. They also are offering Constitution 101, the meaning, the history of our Constitution. And you may not know it, but tomorrow is Constitution Day. So I encourage all of you to enroll in one of these free courses, absolutely free, from Hillsdale. We have a special website we set up for you. Tell your friends about it. It's SeanForHillsdale.com. That's SeanForHillsdale, one word, .com. And you're going to love these courses.